there's a growing consensus that the tensions, even hostility at times, between the classes, the races, the genders, we see more hostility arising, getting worse. And people ask questions, what's wrong? What's wrong in London? What's wrong with our society? What's wrong with us? And the Bible says that the problems of bitterness and envy and hostility are not created by the pressure cooker nature of living in London. The Bible says the problems are ultimately the problem that's in the human heart. If you put it another way, if you're arguing with yourself, you will argue with other people. If you're accusing yourself, you will accuse other people. If you are lying to yourself, you will lie to other people. If you're wrong in your central self, in the control room of your heart, then you'll think that everyone else is wrong. So what the Bible says very clear is that human beings are not hostile or bitter or angry because London has done something to them. Our problems are not just down to the environment. The Bible says the heart of the problem is the problem of the human heart. We could say that in a sense we are like little time bombs. A bomb is a sensitive mechanism. It doesn't take much external pressure to make the bomb explode. And why does it explode? Because inside there's an explosive compound. Well, in the same way, the Bible says we have a sinful human nature that's like an explosive compound in the heart. There may be issues externally that create external pressure, but the problem is not London. The problem is the sinful heart. A live bomb may lay undisturbed for years and it doesn't explode. But eventually somebody touches it or applies pressure to it and suddenly, bang. And that's what the human heart is like, says the Bible. You may not have exploded for a while, but if pressures are applied, there will be a time when suddenly, bang, and sin will be revealed from the heart. The Bible says we all have this unstable compound within, a sinful human nature. Romans 5 verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. So what's the Bible's remedy for a sinful human nature? There's only one way for that inner instability to be changed. And it's found in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel which is joyful news. The joyful news of hell subdued, sins forgiven, peace with heaven. The gospel, the message about the accomplishment of Jesus Christ in his life, death and resurrection. It's the gospel message through faith in Jesus Christ we have joy. So it's the gospel that gives us the answer to the sinful human heart. The message of pardon and forgiveness and cleansing and power. Isaiah puts it like this in chapter 42 verse 3. A bruised reed the Lord will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. It is only Jesus Christ who can change and cleanse and empower the sinful human heart. He's the only one who can defuse that unstable time bomb, which can detonate with such destructive consequences. It is Jesus Christ who puts us right inside. And if you're right inside, you will know the power of the joyful news of the gospel, which will give you a whole new perspective, living with the strains and stresses of a world where there are strains and stresses. But you have a new power, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you. So I want us to look at John chapter 16 this morning, where Jesus teaches us three things about Christian joy. That Christian joy has three characteristics. Christian joy is inevitable, Christian joy is continual, and Christian joy is transcendent. And the first is that gospel joy, Christian joy, is inevitable. In verse 16, Jesus says to the disciples, "A little while and you will not see me." Then in verse 22, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." Notice that the Lord Jesus Christ does not say to them that they may rejoice, that they may have joy. He says, your heart will rejoice. You will have joy. If Jesus Christ is your Savior and you're trusting in him, there is an inevitable joy that will flood into your life. Joy is not necessarily immediate, but it is inevitable. To know, to apprehend, to personally receive Jesus Christ is to have joy. And the reason that Christian joy is inevitable is because joy is a characteristic of God himself. If you have God in your life, then you will have joy. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, "The joy of the Lord." The joy of the Lord is your strength. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So when we think of God creating the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars singing for joy, listen to how Proverbs chapter 8 describes that joy at creation. This is Proverbs chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 22.